Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Suguru, and today's episode is on why you should never, ever settle for bare minimum. Welcome back. I hope everyone's doing really good, and I wanted to make an episode on our feedback in the community. So heaps of girls have issues with friends, partners, bosses, connections. Let's just call them connections. And I don't know, it seems to like very much so emotionally affect how you feel and how you go about other things, maybe self-esteem, confidence. And so I thought the perfect podcast for this would be on why I've never, even my whole life, I've never settled for bare minimum in any aspect of like an actual formed connection. So the thing about this is that I'm realistic when it comes to expectations based on facts. And I know already that, for example, the effort I put into certain things for myself on a daily basis, consistently repeated for years, has to mirror what I am expecting with anything in association or connection to me. So obviously that's going to differ from person to person. So I can't use my own life experience and my own self-investment to identify where your bare minimum or where your standards basically should be. But one of the things that I do believe is that we do get what we put out into the universe. It's just how it is. And so many times, like, you can kind of like think about things and project your own standards out and blame other people for not treating you properly. But then it has to come down to like what the compounded value of your self-investment really is, because ultimately sometimes people are going to try and wiggle their way into your field, into your space, and treat you the way that they're used to treating people around them. Obviously that's going to happen, right? But there's going to be a ton of resistance just without you even trying if your standards are above that. And so it's really important to first of all take that accountability and responsibility to know where and what, like where you're actually at and what you actually have done and what you are doing and what you're going to do. Because it's really easy to just like have these high expectations but then laze around and do the bare minimum every single day for yourself and expect everyone around you to just serve you randomly, which I'm sure there's people out there that do that. But the likelihood of that continuing with zero, like everything in life goes into equilibrium, regardless of what you might want to believe. There's never any like as above, so below, basically. In other words, everything has a mirror effect on who you are, what you do, things like that. So obviously, if you've hit a lucky situation in life and you know you're like, wow, this is great, you obviously, that's a signal from the universe to elevate yourself, to look at ways that you can match that energy and alignment. And sometimes that's going to have to bring about some change. But also we're going to talk about the opposite. You do not want to ever lower your standards or accept any type of connection that you have to lower your standards for in order to maintain that, because ultimately it's going to keep you in the same position or worse. So every single thing that we do has to always have growth elements attached to it. And sometimes that's going to mean that you have to say goodbye to people. You have to cut friends off. You have to dismiss things that obviously don't align. Alignment is very important. And then projection and forecasting is even more important, because even though someone or something could be temporarily up, you've got to look at like the hardcore evidence of like the intent behind that, and whether it's just like they're matching your energy to attain something for themselves or it's actually in alignment. And so whenever I have a connection in my life that doesn't have a sustainment to it, I analyze like myself in that situation. I never look at the other person, and I decide whether or not it is in alignment with what I truly value and what I feel is going to meet my standards. It's very easy to keep a lot of company. It's very easy to settle and bend and break all your own rules to maintain connections. But you come into this world alone, you're going to die alone. There's never going to be anything outside of you that's going to have the level of consciousness that you do in your own life. And so when you go and, for example, you dismiss your own values or your own belief systems to serve another person, ultimately you're signaling to the universe that you are prepared to dismiss yourself. So what do you think in the other hand is going to happen? You're going to be dismissed eventually because you've dismissed yourself. Like, it's very rare that things in life actually continue from beginning to end and are sustained in a true alignment, right? And so that's a very unrealistic high expectation. But what isn't an unrealistic expectation is your ability to make good decisions and choices. If you have not got the ability to say no today, because something isn't serving you, you are actually like you're denying yourself of your bigger yes. So every single time you allow something to continue, or you do something, or you say something, or you allow someone into your life, friendships, whatever, friendships, relationships, any kind of connection, and you kind of for the meantime think, yeah, it's okay, they'll probably change. No. That's something that holds people back. That's a mindset that you're waiting on something that you're making up in your mind that is going to serve you later, when the only person that can really serve you is yourself. And then forming a true alignment path with people and connections that really actually match that frequency. It's very difficult if you are a very distracted person or you're too much of a people pleaser to say no. But I say no all the time, and I'm extremely open about saying no. I cut people off, and so many of the times that I've ever cut people off, they're always like baffled. They're like, oh my god, I'm baffled. And my judgment is never based on like how friendly we are to each other, or how well we get along, or how many good times we have. I judge things on numerous occasions as to where I actually stand with people, and what people like how grateful people are for the things in their life. And you can't just judge your interaction solely based on like you and them. You actually have to look at like how people treat and interact, maybe neglect, maybe prosper, other areas of their life. This could be in any situation. And your own value system has to base that judgment on whether or not it's right for you. We all have completely different value systems, and we all judge things differently based on our own life experiences and based on the path that God wants us to walk on. However, what's most important is that your judgment is something you trust. And if you're feeling, which is one of our superpowers as females, if you're feeling in your intuition that you're irritated, you're frustrated, you feel like you're not getting nurtured, you're not getting the appreciation levels from friends, from family, from anyone, you have to be prepared to walk away from that and to literally never look back. The other thing is, my standards are specific. So I am a super open-minded person. I really have a huge desire to help people improve their quality of life and to be more awake in each aspect of their life. But it's never about the other people. But I'm giving other people as an example so that it's easier for you guys to digest and relate to the topic. Unfortunately, when it comes down to people, we are self-centered naturally. We have to learn behaviors that actually make us feel better when we serve other people. For the longest time, when I walked into my adult life and I was younger, I had a huge ego around certain things. And this is one of the most dangerous areas to be in, because sometimes you can bend your own rules just to serve your ego to the outer, to get external validation. You have to understand yourself well enough to know what's in alignment, because if things are off balance within, eventually they are going to come to a halt on the outside, and it's going to get messy, and you're going to end up feeling the complete opposite to how you feel when things are temporarily good, because you have set yourself a silent expectation in your mind that's probably not going to happen. As soon as you turn away from your own value system and your own belief system and your own true alignment, you are going to be in the same place that you were, running around in circles, because you are essentially holding yourself back and you're lacking the appreciation of the blessings that actually are going to elevate you in order to serve a purpose that's really, really positive. Every single person comes into life for a reason. And maybe some people don't have purpose when they come in here, but I believe that most people do. And particularly if you're listening to episodes and podcasts, then obviously it's a cue from the universe to awaken to things that you need to know in order for you to progress. So many times in life, I've seen it over and over again. People complain. Complaining comes from really just denying yourself of what you really want. And you're not going to be complaining if you're prepared to get rid of the things that annoy you or that aren't serving you. And it's also important to know how you're serving back, right? So it's not like a self-centered, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to detach from everything and be completely selfish. No, it's about understanding how to match a mirror. So if you have really high standards, or if you've got really huge goals, you obviously need to align with people that are able and have the capacity to not get into competition with you, to not be envious of you, to support you, because they're doing their own thing. They're in their own true alignment. They found their own true alignment. The only times you're ever going to find yourself irritated, frustrated with partners or people, or like just any negative, like any long-term negative feelings or inconsistencies, are when these people are actually either using you, you just know there's something off. They're envious of you, they're jealous of you, they're silent when you're succeeding. They dismiss your achievements. They try to bring you down. They use forms of manipulation like silent treatment and tactics to try to provoke emotion. And when people do these kinds of things, they're on a lower vibration to you. You can never ever, like, think about it like this, right? We'll just give worst case scenario, because I've lived in third world countries. If somebody's homeless and they're sleeping on a street, or they're sleeping in a broken down building, which I've walked past many times, me coming from my hotel, am I going to then go to that person and try and bring them down even further? Absolutely not. Okay. So why? Why wouldn't I do that? Because I'm clearly, there's no benefit for me to do that. It literally just feels wrong. So obviously, if things like that are happening, people are either scared of the potential that you have and they want to keep you small, or they really just want to bring you down from where they know you're heading or you are, to match their energy. That's just how the world is. It's not actually even personal. It's just where they're at currently on the alignment chart. They're not on your paradigm. They're not on your frequency. So it doesn't, like, it's not to do with them. It's to do with, like, where they're at spiritually, really. Like, their soul growth is below the level that you're at. So they don't even know the things that you know. So therefore, it's impossible for them to understand you, right? Because it's literally like anything. If I went in to try and take a test for a medical degree, for example, today, I could definitely go and take the test, right? I can take it if I want to. But the guys that have been studying and focused on this for 7 years are clearly going to be able to pass the test. Possibly some of them may fail, but they've got a higher chance of succeeding than I do, because I've just randomly walked myself into a room, sat down, took the piece of paper, or got on the laptop, however they're done, and I tried to take a test that I'm not prepared for. And so it's not personal. And I think this is why I talk about you being too emotional around these things. You have to not be, like, you can't expect things from people that haven't, like, yeah, I will just say that haven't leveled up and haven't walked in the pathway that you have. If you're above people, you need to find people that are above you. But you also have to have that aim to grow. So if you're really open-minded and people are doing things that you're really inspired by, and you're a growth-minded individual, then those are your people that you need to be going with. Not because you want anything from them, because that's already the alignment and the path that you're already on. You're already on that, right? So there's not really anything that you've got to gain from them, but it's more so just to have that synergy, basically. It's an energetic frequency that's going to help you to feel more grounded within your growth. Because if you're around people that are constantly negative around things that you're really excited about, then it's going to obviously be a mismatch in terms of communication and in terms of opinions. You don't want conflicting opinions within your inner circles, within your friendship groups. You don't want people trying to compete with you or trying to be like know all of your business and know where you're going, know what you're doing, but then not having any like impact in there. Because a lot of the time people want information as well. This is why I always tell like this is why I would tell my kids to not really tell people a lot of things. Like, you don't really know people when you're on your low level issues. Like, I made the most friends when I remember I was in grief. Everyone loved me. Nobody had anything bad to say about me. I was getting calls and texts and everything when I was in a stage of grief in my life. And I couldn't understand. And I, at the time, thought humans are so kind. And yes, they were, because I did need that at the time. And it was a blessing. And I said to the universe, like, give me more friends like this. But then one of the things that didn't work out, and it's kind of sad, because when you have that mindset of being so grateful for the things and the blessings that you're given in those moments where you need it, you kind of want to, like, I don't know, you kind of want to, like, grow with them and return that sort of energy back when you're up. But it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes people actually aren't wanting to go up. They just want to be the savior to your life. They just want to be there when things are bad. Or you're going to have people that only want to be there when things are good, or when you're on their level specifically. They don't want you to go any further, but they don't want you to come off their level. They want to be a little bit above you. And so they're always going to, like, they're never going to compliment you. They're never going, like, I've had people around me, like, who I used to call friends, like this, never, like, it's really interesting. Like, you'd look really nice and you'd know it. Every stranger would compliment you. They would never say anything. You chuck a few things out there, like, oh, you look amazing, never say anything. And it's not about getting that validation from them, but it's just like, why would you not give somebody that you love a compliment? So it's not about looking or seeking that, but it is also important to, I would say, like, sort of like gauge where that person is. Like, does that person actually have your best interest? Like, if you had a child walking out the door, for example, you're going to love it. You're going to feed that child with positive, affirming beliefs and reinforce those constantly, because you're coming from a good place. You want the best for that person. People that don't want the best for you are never going to give you compliments. They're going to ignore you. They're going to ignore your feed. They're going to, every time you do something good, they're going to ignore you. That's just a signal that they literally can't bear to see you succeed or do better than or be better than them, because they believe that they should be better than you. And what happens when people are, and this is a really important thing, something that's factual. I learned this in The Secret. So you guys should read that book if you haven't, or watch the documentary. But I love the teachings of The Secret because they are accurate and they work. And so when you are like in dynamics, don't just have, if you're a really good person, and you like to believe you are, you're not going to be perfect, but if you have good intentions for others, you want other people around you to prosper and succeed, and it doesn't really take anything from you, it gives you a lot of joy, then it's really important to gauge where that person is when it comes to that sort of stuff. Because there's a lot of really prosperous, abundant people in the world that unfortunately have no boundaries. And so your boundaries are something that you already have to know before you form a connection. And you have to, like, chuck scenarios into the mix, I would say, that are real but not as serious as what you want them to think they are. And you got to see, like, what people do in those situations. Because at the end of the day, when things are good, it's really easy to just be good. And then you find a lot of people in utter disappointment with those around them, because they had this expectation of them because based on one metric of that person, based on like how funny they are, how good they get along, they go for dinner a few times, they get along, they talk every day, whatever. There's other aspects of connections that are highly important that you need to know for certain before you start going around telling people they're your lifelong friend or whatever. You can't like go and start publishing photos with friends and things like that when and any kind of connection when you don't really know this person in all situations. Like, you don't know their mindset or their belief systems on certain things. So I'm an emotional person, but I'm emotionally detached from other people's actions. I understand. This has nothing to do with me. And so I've already got my own, like, I've already studied myself. So there's literally no, there's nothing out there, and there's no one out there that can't really, that I wouldn't be able to understand to some level, because I've known myself, I've studied myself. So I know certain motives, I know certain intentions, I've got strong intuition, and I can always prejudge a situation before, let's say, a situation occurs, because I've already tested that. And so I kind of know how to pick up on behavior patterns, and I'm really good at it. And so when it comes down to, like, obviously me being super aware of this kind of stuff, it comes down for me fixing and healing my own bad behavior, for me identifying it, for me listening to things, for me looking at, like, how certain things fell apart or how certain things came together, and using that data to then study, like, my why behind it. And what you always want to really understand is, like, what areas in life are you settling for? If you're settling for bare minimum in any situation and you're not trying to actively and proactively progress from that, you're definitely going to go into negative connections. It's just what you're going to attract, because you're allowing it. But if you're like, okay, this is my little level of building time for me to analyze, and as long as I know where I'm going, and as long as I know how to have the courage to cut things off that are not serving, then you are going to have a level of inner peace and confidence within yourself to know that the work that you're putting in each and every day to come away from things that are not in alignment or not where you want them to be are going to eventually reflect back in your 3D world, your physical world, the things that you experience on a daily basis in matter. So that's in, like, real time on the earth. And so, yeah, so bare minimum is, like, it's literally the reason why so many people complain all the time. It's the reason why so many people end up in jobs and situations and doing things. It all comes from a place of, because you've basically abandoned yourself and you didn't address it correctly and proactively to pivot from that. I would never put myself in a situation where I cut someone off and I wasn't going to elevate and upgrade. That's never going to happen. The only time things are going to ever be cut off in my life are when I do not feel like what is currently in my situation in my aura field matches. If that's the case, it's gone and it's never coming back. And so many people think, wow, like, you're so nice, she's so nice, she's this, she's that, like, she's got so much energy. Yeah, I do, because I am so strict on myself. I'm strict on every aspect of my life. If you look at my diet, if you look at my training habits, if you look at all of these things that I do for myself, it's literally quite near impossible for me to then go, oh yeah, I'm going to, like, work, I'm due, and put all this investment and effort into myself and then expect a bare minimum from you. What on, like, you're essentially throwing your own work away. Like, I couldn't do that because it's too much. So the more you put in, the more you get out, basically. The more you put into yourself, the less likely you are to ever fall into a trap with bad friends or poor connections, because people that are elevated and that want to do the most for themselves so that they can be the best version of themselves, to give the best version of themselves, are going to want the same back, because they're also doing that. People that give the bare minimum, they're trying to take all the time from you, take you down, take from you, take compliments from you, decide to text you whenever they feel like it. Just bare minimum neglectful people. And it's not always their fault. Sometimes, like, you like, I've been very fortunate to be brought up in a family where my mom gave us the most. She, like, my actual both parents gave us everything they possibly could. And they really, really, really valued us and valued our decisions and just valued us. And so I think in your early years, it's really unfortunate that sometimes people aren't given that, or their families are taking from them and stuff. There's all sorts of scenarios. I've seen a lot of random scenarios that I just couldn't have, like, comprehended. And I'm like, okay, well, that kind of explains it. But as much empathy as you may feel, unless that person actually really realizes that they're projecting those same behaviors and they're judging and painting other people with how they were treated, you're just gonna have to, like, even if they're a great person, because I've had a situation like this. I had a really good girlfriend that just had a really neglectful, I would say, upbringing. But those behaviors, they come out, like, later, you know. It's just like when you need someone to help you, or just like, it's like, I never need someone to help me, but it's just the offering. It's just like, I would have, like, been there straight away offering to help, or I would have, like, done something to make sure that I was there. But when someone's never been cared for, they struggle to care for others. So it's really, you can't expect that unless they've come to the realization that they're losing everything. They're neglecting things. Things are suffering around them because they're continuing those patterns of behavior, because that's their normal. And unfortunately, like, it's not your place to fix anyone. I would never go and fix anyone. It's good to just identify where you stand in certain situations and know where your place is, and to then move forward progressively in order to raise your frequency, change your paradigms to things that are more prosperous. The whole world is very even and very fair. We've just got certain different conditions that either help us to excel quicker or not, or help us to understand things or not. And, like, ignorance is definitely not bliss when it comes to being stuck, or being in situations where you're complaining, or being in situations where you get up irritated. You kind of just gotta let go, deal with people, and you've got to deal with yourself and your choices moving forward. But one of the most important things is to understand where you're at first. You can't go around trying to take from people all the time. You've got to understand that you have a certain value based on X. You may bring certain and different things to a certain connection, but if it's in equilibrium and it's balanced, then that should flow in harmony. Most of the time, though, things aren't in harmony for people, so they're always out of balance, and they're always unhappy, and they're always not synchronizing with the abundance that life has to offer. And it's because you haven't figured out and established your place there. And so if you find yourself settling for the bare minimum, if you find yourself, you're complaining about people, things, situations, and you have a belief system that, oh, it's easy for this person, or I was born into this, or this or that and the other, it's time to really look at, like, how you can change your paradigm and your belief systems, and look at, like, your output. Sometimes your output is so normal, being the bare minimum, that you expect this idealistic version of, like, life to come at you, but you've always given nothing, right? So that's not even, there's no equilibrium there, so it can't happen. But, and also as well, like, if you're used to dynamics and situations where it was okay and it was considered normal to expect more from someone because of something, and not return that in value in your own way that they value, or maybe it's even value, then it's, unfortunately, it's going to be a dynamic that keeps you stuck. It's going to keep your standards low. You're not going to prosper. You're not going to elevate. You're not going to see eye to eye with people that you aspire to be like, because you are literally keeping yourself stuck. You're staying in friendships, and you're staying around people, staying in environments where it's accepted, you know? It's your version of, like, good enough. And for me, I would walk alone for the rest of my life if I had to, before I settled for bare minimum. I would just never do it. I cannot find an excuse on a day where I'm like, I'm too tired, or I was in a mood, I couldn't do that, or I couldn't show up properly because I wasn't emotionally okay. I could never think of a scenario in my whole life where I've been like that. So if somebody goes and reacts or responds based on their own moods or emotions or whatever, I have a low tolerance. I'm not saying I have no tolerance, but I have a very low tolerance. I disrespect it. So you lose my respect because you can't control yourself. And so when people are like that, I highly disregard it. I find it to be something that is just, I don't know. I just think like there's other scenarios where you've had to pull it together, and you have. Like if I gave you like 20K to pull it together, you probably would, you know? And so there's certain dynamics that change their people's ability, and that should never be the case. You should always have a set level where this is your standard, this is how you show up, this is the level that you represent yourself at, these are the things that align with you, these are your values, these are your boundaries, and if you can't stick to them, then you're abandoning yourself. So prepare for other people to abandon you. Nothing outside of you, after God giving you this blessed life, should ever, ever, ever enable you to accept and repeat things that have either hurt you or not been right. And for you to just forgive things. You can forgive things, but you don't allow them back into your aura. You know what I mean? You can say to someone, I wish you all the best, and truly mean it. Like, I wish everyone the best that I cut off, but I truly mean it. They can listen to my podcast and elevate if they want, but they will never have access to me again. It's kind of like, it's a standard. Like, I'm just like that. And I think it's just very important to be super open-minded to what God wants. He's shut that off for a reason. He's misaligned that for a reason. There's so many things the universe knows that you don't. There's so many. And you can't take control of everything. You've got to be forward moving and never looking back. You can look back from memories, but it's important to be forgiving, to wish people the best, to bless them, but to never, ever, ever allow people back into your life when you close the door. If somebody ever disrespects you, shut the door, lock it, and throw the key away. It's just how it has to be. You can't just give people your energy. Like, you're literally, like, your energy is the most potent currency ever. When all stocks, when everything goes down, your energy is what is going to be the most valuable asset you have in order for you to sustain and be happy, right? So it's like invaluable. And where that energy is, where your life path is, even, you've got to know a lot of these things about you and to understand like what your divine power is, really. So it's really important to like study yourself, do numerology, do all of these things, regardless if you believe them. Just like get to know differences about yourself so that you can actually define your path, carve out your journey, figure out where you want to be. Never have to complain because you don't allow things in your life that you need, you're going to complain about. I never complain because I don't allow anyone or anything in my life that I'm going to complain about. They're not my problem. I hand them straight over to somebody that wants to have people to complain about. I'm not going to be the type of girl that you're going to drain. I'm not going to be the type of girl that's like wants everyone to like me so much that I drain myself for nothing. I'm looking like I've literally got no energy left because I've given it all away for nothing. So don't be that person. Like, you should not have things in your life that you're going to complain about. There's going to be problems that occur if you've got businesses and you've got kids and stuff, but you also kind of have to be grateful that you have those things because other people don't. You know, there's always a positive to the things that you can't control, to the customers you can't control, to all of these random things that are going to, or clients that have done incorrect things. In God's timing, everything will go fall to equilibrium. Nobody ever wins or loses, but what you have to maintain is a core soul energy frequency, because that is where your real divine essence is going to be. You can never turn away from that. That has to be your number one value system. And if you're going to ever put a shadow across that light, you're going to have really negative experiences. There's nothing materialistically or in this 3D world that would let me sell my soul, basically. I wouldn't do it for anything. There's no one out there that could allow me to dim my light to attain something temporarily, because it's all temporary here. It's all temporary. So you're going to have to make those decisions carefully, and you're going to have to stick to them, place your value on that, and to then attract all the things that are in true alignment with you. You can enjoy all the wealth. I'm not saying material things aren't my favorite things either. I go shopping for retail therapy. I love it. I am a girly girl, like at heart, but at the same time, I also know that it's not band-aiding things. I'm doing it because I'm happy. I'm not doing it because like somebody's apologizing with a gift to me. I'm not like being manipulated. I'm doing it all in an inner peace aligned way. There's two ways to do these things, you know. Attainment isn't always as joyful as what it can be, but it's not always as joyful as what people want you to think it is. There's ways that you have to do things in order for you to be fully content and fulfilled and have the ability to speak with no restraints, anything like that. Because if you turn away from self, then you are, unfortunately, you've sold yourself and you've given your other things around you more value than yourself, which ultimately can't end well. So I hope this is the courage you needed to say goodbye, my lover, to anything that isn't serving and to find things in alignment. I love you all. Have the best day.